Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests, Bart Carey from the Law Offices of Bart Carey. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you back with us once again. And Al Manfree, Heritage Financial Services. Welcome.
Good to see you again, Ron.
Glad to have you with us as well. And let me remind you, If you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. Boy, that was kind of loud, wasn't it? Holy cow. But then it's time for assistance. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebration time on Ron Siegel Radio. There are two. I only looked at one of them, and then I realized the second one might be just as good as the first one, especially for those of Al, you can't participate in this one. This one here is Be Bald and Be Free Day. probably would not work for you, some of us who are follically challenged.
Bart was pretty good too.
Yeah, both of you guys, neither one of you are follically challenged. Holy cow, I'm the Lone Ranger here. But we can all celebrate together on the other part of today. Today is National Dessert Day. Having beaten anorexia, I will be celebrating. Anybody not like desserts? I mean, the only question I think is...
Three meals a day.
Three meals a day.
Yeah.
And the only question I ever run into is, where do you get the best desserts? Now, that is the question to pose for the day as opposed to anything else. But we will move right along watching the markets this morning. Once again, we are on the Dow Jones roller coaster. I saw this morning the markets were down a bit. I see they're up. Now they're back. They're up, 74 points right now. They were up at one point over 140 points. Oil down 31 cents. And yes, the 10-year Treasury, that's up just a little bit. Those of you who are seniors living on fixed income, I apologize, but I will report the number of the U.S. 10-year Treasury at 1.76. And all we can say, yeah, that's painful. So what do you do about it? Well, we're going to talk about some solutions for that. Obviously, at 1.76, we are better off than our friends in Japan. They don't get all their money back after 10 years. They're down a little over 5 basis points. In Germany, they get 5 basis points. So that's, again, remember the spreads. That's one of the big things that I like to share with you on a regular basis. Here are the spreads. No, I'm not talking about the NFL spreads. I'm talking bond right now. So the difference between a U.S. 10-year Treasury and the German 10-year Bund is usually between a half and 1%. There is too big a gap in there right now. Something has to give. So the German either has to go up by a half to 1% or the U.S. has to come down. Which do you think is going to happen? Now, if the stock market keeps going up, well, there's some relationships there. Now, the other thing that we want to remember about spreads is if you are contemplating restructuring your home loan. Yes, the Freddie Mac number came out yesterday, and the 30-year rate did go up ever so slightly. But generally, we're going to take a 10-year U.S. Treasury, add 1.76 to that. Ironically, the U.S. 10-year Treasury is already at 1.76. You add another 1.76. That's where the 30-year fixed-rate loan generally is. So if you take 1.76 plus 1.76, if my math on my head is going correctly, that would be about a 3.52. And lo and behold, yesterday we came out with a number of 3.47. Still sticks pretty close. Think about those numbers. That's what we're talking about when we look at our bond yields. That's where the markets are going. Just a thought for you right there. Also looking at the Labor Department reports, wholesale prices rose 0.3%. In September, the estimate was up for 0.2%. See what effect that has on the markets? Obviously, so far, very little. Commerce Department reports that retail sales rose 0.6%. Now, why is that number so meaningful? Why is that one of the most meaningful numbers that we ever see? Well, retail sales tells us what the consumer is doing. The consumer is 70% of our GDP. When retail sales go up at, what did I say, 0.6%, well, that'll give you an idea where we're going to be heading with GDP. Just a thought there. Consumer sentiment, about as low as it's been in quite a while, 87.9. The Economist thought it was going to come in at 91.2. We'll see where we go from there. I wonder if anything in that consumer sentiment to do with, yeah, once again, the story that keeps on giving. We've been talking about this, probably 5 years now, maybe 6 years now, more than 1 million in Obamacare, yes, the Unaffordable Care Act, will lose their plans as their insurance companies are quitting. At least 1.4 million people, 32 states, will lose the Obamacare plan they now have, according to state officials and Bloomberg, largely caused by Aetna, United Health, and some state or regional insurers quitting the law's markets for individual coverage. Now, think about that. We just talked to you yesterday. We reported that the governor, the very, very liberal governor of Minnesota, came out and said that their plan or their their group is going broke. Think about that. How do you talk? And he did everything that the Obama administration and the Congress wanted. They had good coverage for their people. They had catastrophic coverage for those that weren't covered. They took care of everybody in Minnesota. They decided to dump what they had, go to Obamacare, and now they are broke.
You're absolutely useless.
Not a good place to be. But I shared this with you, and it's one of the things that we need to remember, and this is especially here in the state of confusion. There is benefits to having two parties in our country, and I know sometimes it sounds pretty chaotic when you listen to either one of the parties because there's a lot of lunacy out there. In fact, Bart, you came up with a great, great term, silly season,
yeah.
And I've been borrowing that ever since I heard you say it. I repurpose a lot of things here on Ron Siegel Radio. So that, you know, we are in this silly season. You listen to what's going on. And when you talk about the two-party system, that's called checks and balances. If you think about the idea of Obamacare, there were no checks and balances. There was a liberal president, a liberal Senate, a liberal House, and the Republicans had no vote. Maybe that's why we are where we are. Maybe if you get a little bit of a balance and you fight each other, they're saying no is a vote. That's not saying do nothing. That is just a vote, just a thought right there to remember. And maybe, as we shared with you in the past, this whole concept of getting a media that will do their job. So far, there is no such thing as news coverage right now in America. You basically have commentators on one side or commentators on the other, and there are no unbiased reporters. Think about this one, Twitter. Even Twitter, I mean, that's one of the easiest. They can't figure out how to make money, but they can figure out how to disseminate information. But they decided that there was a Republican activist, James O'Keefe, and he posted a not too flattering video about Hillary Clinton. And is it coincidence that his account was shut down by Twitter within a couple of hours? I wonder about that, but we'll continue watching those stories as well. We'll see what's going on. And think about this one. You got to love this. Just in the last couple of days when we've been, or I think it was yesterday, we watched the news about what's going on in the silly season. Donald Trump gets 9 minutes of coverage on the scandals that he's involved with. CBS talks about the WikiLeaks scandals for 30 seconds. NBC gets zero coverage, and ABC gives it about 26 seconds of coverage. Now, when you talk about 9 minutes on those stations, they only covered Hurricane Matthew for 3 minutes. Give you an idea of where our bias is in our country. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, collaborative divorce. We're going to learn more about that from Bart. We're going to also learn about annuities. Al Manfrey is going to share information there, what to do at home when you are divorcing and you're not Brad and Angela. We'll talk about that. 5 Warren Buffett tax facts that just came out. I wonder if any are true. And the Wall Street Journal, economists believe a recession is likely within the next 4 years, regardless of who becomes president. Very interesting information. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, RonSingleRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSingleRadio.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you. They will get you the true equity position of your property. And the question we ask this morning, what do you do with your home when you're facing divorce? Well, there's a couple of different solutions. And obviously, if your name is not Brad and Angela, I'd just throw that in there because it makes good SEO for us on there when people start listening and looking up the replays of the show. But here's the issue. And I'm going to share this with you, especially as we go into the holiday season. We know two things that happen frequently during the holidays. People make the decision to get married, and right after the holidays, people make the decision to dissolve their marriages. Just the way the numbers seem to work out. I don't know if the number's still the same. We'll ask Bart in a minute, but I think January used to be the number one month for divorce. We'll talk about that in a minute, but here's the issue. If you are contemplating marriage, you should have a good line of communication between partners. If you have a good line of communication between partners, one of the issues you might talk about, there are a 70% chance in Orange County that first-time marriages end in divorce. Probably not you. You won't be one of those. I know that. I get it. But if you just happen to be, maybe a prenuptial agreement might be a wise object or item to discuss because you should be discussing finances. But if you've gotten past that and you're already looking at what to do with the property, number one, you got to get a hold of a great attorney and a great financial planner that deals in the divorce space, because a lot of divorce looks backwards. I want you to look forward. Can you afford that property? Can the departing spouse, obviously they're going to get money, but the person that wants to keep the property, if someone does, what happens when the child support stops? What happens when the spousal support stops? Can you afford that house on your own? Take a look at it, and we're going to talk to Bart in a minute here about, in the world of collaborative divorce, maybe that's something you look at a little differently than the world of litigated and contentious divorce. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So, Bart, my numbers somewhere close, 70% first-time marriages divorce?
That's the last one that I've got, most recent.
And what, January, is that still divorce month?
Yeah, that's still the highest number of filings during the year. There's a few different periods, but that's it.
So the idea there is you didn't get that gift that you wanted, so you're gonna get a different gift.
Yeah, the worst Christmas of my life leads to that decision.
Interesting.
Right.
So there's a lot of great information there. So then we start going to – and the other question I'm going to throw at you real quick. And you've done the litigated divorce as well as now you do the collaborative and mediated.
Right.
How many clients that come to you throughout your career have come in and said, you know, we were planning on getting divorced before we got married?
Zero.
Right?
Right. They have studies. They do a study with people who are preparing for marriage, and they ask them, what's the divorce rate? Most of them say around 50%. And then they ask them elsewhere in the survey, what's the chances that you'll get divorced? And it's zero, right across the board. Nobody thinks they're going to.
And you look at so many areas. Once they get married, hopefully it lasts forever, right?
Right.
But once you get married, then you're going to be calling Al Manfrey and you're going to talk to him about financial planning for life.
Exactly.
Right. But we don't plan for the end of, you know, what are we going to do for retirement? What are we going to do for college? What are we going to do for our kids' weddings and things like that?
Right.
But we don't plan on the what ifs.
So, yeah, that's why you should do a prenup. A prenup isn't saying I'm going to be stingy with you throughout our marriage. What it is planning. It's estate planning for how you're going to handle your marriage if things go down the road of divorce. There's only two ways to get out of a marriage, dead and divorced. Okay, so you need to do the planning. And then when
I can't afford either one of them.
Exactly. But then when you come to divorce, that is another planning opportunity. All of those factors, all those things that you're planning, all of it changes when you get a divorce. And you need to look at it as we need now to do some new estate planning because everything is changing.
And we did a little bit of foundational discussion, but you were here with us about a month or so ago.
Right.
And we did some foundational discussions. And if you didn't catch that broadcast, shame on you. But you can get the replay. It is Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube or ronsiegelradio.com, the archives, and you can just search Bart's name and you'll be able to find some information there. But let's talk a little bit, you know, especially when we talk about the idea of estate planning and financial planning and the house. Part of the collaborative team is somebody that deals in the financial side, isn't it?
It is. You get a financial planner on board. They work in a limited scope, so they're not going to be invested in taking a book of business with you. But what they're there for is to give you advice and counsel on what are your options, what are the possibilities here that you can use your estate, restructure your estate. Then they send you back to Al, and Al actually does the work to do it.
So, and one of the things that I really liked is we've had one of there's a specific designation that the financial planners have within divorce, right?
Right. Certified divorce financial analyst. It's a specialized certification.
And one of the things that I found fascinating in our discussions previously was John and Mary are getting divorced and Mary's keeping the house. She gets that and they says, okay, well, the amount of equity in that property is, say, just a round number, $50,000.
Right.
And so she's got to have an offset to give to John, right?
Right.
A lot of times, if you don't have the right financial planning, if it's just contentious, they don't think about what are the tax ramifications when Mary goes to sell that property.
That's correct. There's capital gains issues that are looming. And so if Mary's planning to sell that house within 5 years, maybe she's just holding it for a couple of years while the kids get out of high school. And then she gets hit with a capital gains that she wouldn't have if she transferred that property now. That can be a significant hit, $40,000, $50,000 on a average home in Orange County. And not only that, but there's the question of Prop 60 and Prop 90, which is your tax basis in that home. If you're 55 and over, you can carry that tax basis with you. But the question is, if we're going to do that, who gets that tax basis? Who gets to keep the home with that tax basis as they move along in life?
And to me, that seems like one of the best parts of dealing, you deal in a negative world. Right. I mean,
right.
There's not a whole lot that you could say is positive about divorce other than maybe you're making a household that was fighting significantly into something, two different households that aren't fighting anymore. Right. I mean, between divorce and probate,
right.
they're not exciting areas.
Well, they seem that way because everybody's focus is sort of in the rearview mirror when we get to that point. Everybody's looking at the history, and the history for the last few years for these people is not great. But when you start looking forward, there actually is a family still. There actually is an estate that they're each going to walk with and have to take care of and plan for. And when you look to the future, there's actually many positives and a lot of good ways to view it.
I think that part of that, though, starts with making the phone call to the right attorney.
Absolutely, because not everybody's going to tell you what's going on. but there are ways. Get to a collaborative divorce attorney. You can get them online. You can get them off of my website. You can get them off the www.cdsoc.com website. And they'll tell you all your options. They'll tell you all the different processes that are available for you to go through the divorce. Because the key here is divorce is a life experience. The legal process is just one aspect of it. And what you want is a process that takes into account all the aspects of the divorce.
And what I've learned through our relationship, Bart, is the fact that you can end up with two people that got married for a positive life decision,
mm-hmm.
grew apart for one reason or another,
right.
and don't necessarily have to be mortal enemies.
That's right. They come in and they feel like they're in that place, but you can just look and see the kids and say, well, you must not have always been here.
Right. Exactly. I'm going to throw a personal question at you.
Okay.
Do you sleep better now as a collaborative attorney than you did as a litigating attorney?
Oh yeah. No, no question. Night and day.
Right. I mean, as a litigating attorney, you're almost, your job basically is it's a win-lose relationship.
It is. It's win-lose. It's adversarial. There's the games that are played are, I wouldn't call them the highest quality. Now we work with people with dignity and respect and we're in positive veins. We're doing good things for them.
Got 11. We're going to talk more with Bart Carey when we come back. We're going to add Al Manfrey into the mix here as to maybe there's some financial things that we can do to make this world a little better. In the event of a divorce as well, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also throw in some Warren Buffett tax facts, supposedly, and also what is the Wall Street Journal saying about our economy and the likelihood of a recession in the next 4 years. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. Oh,
Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. I love this program. VIP Hero Program. Maybe it's because I created it. Yeah, maybe. Just a little personal aside there. This is for our military, active, retired, reserves, first responders, police, fire. Again, active or reserve, teachers, nurses. There are discounts set up with all of our different service providers that are related to Ron Siegel Radio. The real estate professionals, $5,000 to $10,000 in discounts. The lending partners, they're going to cover, they'll reimburse you for the appraisal fees. Attorneys give discounts. I cannot say that the title companies will give you a discount because that would be against the law, but they do have special published rates for you that are lower than the other rates. So if you want to call that a discount, I can't. But there's a lot of benefits here. Go to VIPHeroProgram.com, check it out. And according to the Wall Street Journal, economists believe recession is to hit America within the next 4 years. The Wall Street Journal's latest monthly survey of economists put the odds of a recession striking the United States within the next 4 years at nearly 60%. I'm going to come and say I'm not an economist. I was pretty close to getting that degree over at Chapman as well. But I think it's going to be higher than 60%. Why? Pretty simple. The Federal Reserve has tripled their balance sheet. The Treasury has doubled their debt. Where's the money going to? I don't see it in my bank account. It's going to the big boys on Wall Street. That's their cronies. That's their friends. And it's not trickling down. So what's going to end up happening is eventually when interest rates start increasing, which the Federal Reserve is bound and determined to do regardless of what our economy is doing, it will push us into a recession just the way it is. So the economists say it's a 60% likelihood. I'm telling you it's going to be a higher likelihood than that. You watch and see. I was on the third Chapman Economic Forecast staff. Don't ask how many years ago that was. I've done a lot of them since then, and I'm going to predict that there will be a one coming, and it doesn't matter who wins the presidency. If either party is going to happen, just be prepared, and we're going to talk about solutions. How do you be prepared? That's what we're going to chat about today. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by VIP Hero Program, VIPHeroProgram.com. Easy for me to speak today. So we're going to chat about this. That way I don't have to speak and get tongue-tied here. Al Manfrey's with us, Heritage Financial Services. Good morning.
Hey, Ron. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. So what do you think? Are we heading toward a recession?
Well, let's see. I've been doing this almost 27 years, and I've seen many recessions, probably, recessions, down markets, whatever you want to say it, 8 or 9. So we go back 98, we had a recession, 2008-9, depending what number you use, was our last recession, another one's coming. Now, I like to just quote other people. Wells Fargo, 25, this is just this last week. Wells Fargo, 25% chance of recession. Bank of America has a recession warning that is downright scary. This is a quote, best one to me, HSBC. Now, this is a world bank, HSBC, all around the world. Get ready for a severe fall in the stock market, quote. This is the reality. The reality is the people that lose in the market are the ones to try to get that last 5, 10%. If you've been in the market for the last 7 years and you've done well, get out. Put it in cash. Put it somewhere else because you are going to see a mother of all recessions. We have a deficit that's twice what it was in 2008. We have interest rates that are way too low, 1% increase, and our government has $20 billion they have to make up in payments. $20 billion.
For 1% of interest, 1%.
$20 trillion, yeah, 1%. It's just crazy. So these are the kind of things that we have to worry about in our economy. The worst part, go down your street. I live in a golf village, Marbella, and basically you go down one street, there's 8 homes for sale, and there's 12 on the street. People are, the smart, the wealthy people are getting out. They realize they made some money, they're getting out. So I tell people, look, just use common sense. Life is cycles. We're on a peak of a cycle. Put it in cash. Put it in annuities, which is what I sell. Put it in places where you know your money can be safe.
So let's explain what is an annuity.
Okay. So I only sell what's called fixed index annuities. I do not sell variable. Variable annuities mean your money can go down. 20 years ago, I started doing this. I have over $1 billion in annuities now with my clients. Annuities are very simple. They're an investment with an insurance company. The insurance company backs it. We use many companies, but one of our big ones is Nationwide. Everybody knows them, A-plus rated. So what?
Are you going to sing that song for us?
Nationwide is on your side. You know, my clients actually do it for me. I get a kick out of all that. But it's all about safety. So what they do is they take your money, Ron, be it $10,000, be it $1 million, and they take that money and they invest it. Now, here's the key. Let me ask you, if I can give you an investment that gives you a great return, anywhere from 6 to 10%, managed by J.P. Morgan and a lot of great managers, has an annual reset, which means that when the market goes down, you don't have to make that up. If it goes down, like in 2008, it went from 1,500 at S&P to 792. You didn't make any money if you were the broker until 4 or 5 years, right?
Right.
With us, that next year you made money because you started at 792. So you get annual reset, but here's the key. If the market goes down, 2008, ladies and gentlemen, the market went down 56%. Do you remember that? Don't forget. If you were with my annuity, you didn't lose a dime. I had clients call me, just thank me that they didn't lose any money.
Do a little math for us, Al.
Okay.
Okay, so if we had $100, I'm right. A simple guy.
Right.
And it goes down 56%.
Right.
We have
$44. $44.
I'm not going to ask you 56%, but if it goes up,
22.
Right? So now we're at 44 plus 22. We're back to $66.
$66.
So down 56 and plus 56.
Right.
That doesn't bring us back to par.
Right. And it really does that. But yeah, the reality is, you know, Will Rogers, if you're a little older, you know this saying. I love it. Famous Will Rogers State Beach for younger people. But anyway, famous man. You know what he said? I love this quote. I've been saying this since the beginning of my career. It's not the return on your money. It's the return of your money.
Sure.
So you want to be in investments where you can never lose. I have clients that say one simple thing to me. You know, Al, with your money, I can sleep at night. With your investing. And that just...
I'd say the same thing, Al. With your money, I can sleep at night.
Sorry, I misspoke that. With my money, I can sleep at night with your investing. So, you know, it really has a lot of... makes a lot of sense. You have top managers, J.P. Morgan, so forth, that manage it. But the key is Nationwide says, look, the market goes down, we're going to protect it. You will never lose a dime with us. And that's what a fixed... the fixed means the principal's guaranteed does for them.
And one of the beauties is we obviously learned in 2008, that the government's not going to let some of the prime insurance companies go out of business.
No, I mean, Nationwide.
So you're safe.
Yes.
Right? I mean, because you can't, when I had my licenses as a financial advisor, you can never say anything was guaranteed other than the U.S. Treasury.
Correct.
Right? So here we can't say that the insurance company is guaranteed. What we can say is we've never had a AAA rated insurance company default.
Right, A-plus rated, 90 years old, total assets of $200 billion, you know they're going to be fine. Even the AIG thing, everybody remembers 2008, 2009.
Right.
They got in something they never should have got into, but the government bailed them out, and they're fine now, and AIG is a very thriving company, but they're not in that stupid backing of the, whatever you call those, CDMs. There's a lot of terminologies for them. They were insuring those, and that was a huge mistake.
So that's a big issue. So let's bring that around to what about this morning with divorce.
Right.
Can you use the annuities within a divorce situation?
Yes, annuities actually, you know, when they're divorcing, they have to split assets, which Bart knows, and eventually you're going to split it. So obviously, you need to put that money somewhere. Once you divorce and it's finalized, let's say you have $1 million, he gets $500,000, she gets $500,000, they move on. So the actual investing of the money gives them great things. But here's the key to our annuities, which make it unique. They have income riders. So you can add an option where you get an income rider and let it roll up for, let's say, 5 years, just for example. You can get $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year for the rest of your life, period. That's amazing. That's what's changed our industry in the last 5 years.
So really, when someone's contemplating divorce, as we spoke about with Bart a few minutes ago, you really want to be engaging a financial planning as part of that whole process.
Yeah, to make sure that at some point in the future, you're going to have income. You're going to be comfortable. Because let's face it, most divorces, you usually have one making more than the other. Rule of thumb, right, Bart?
Right.
So the man or the woman, because it could be a woman. I have a lot of clients. The women are as successful, if not more, than the men. This is the world we live in now. So whoever's the lesser person, what are they concerned about? Having enough income to live the rest of their life, right?
Yeah.
So let's say it's $500,000 for a number. They let that roll up for 5 years. We can give them $40,000 to $50,000 a year. For the rest of life. And when I mean the rest of their life, we run the illustrations to 125. I mean, they
may not make it that far.
But they do. They have a sense of security.
Sure, sure.
Okay, I've got this chunk of money. I will never have to want for my personal needs.
Well, here's one of the big items. And Bart, I don't know how this all works, but you two gentlemen will probably know this better than me. One partner has an IRA or a 401k. They've got it. That's part of the estate, right, Bart?
That's correct.
Okay, so now that gets split. The one that didn't have the qualified funds is getting their portion.
That's correct.
Maybe. Okay.
Well, yeah, normally.
Now, where do we can we take that money and put it into something else along these lines?
Well, and that is their IRA. I'm sorry to interrupt, Bart. So if the husband or wife, it was the husband's IRA, then that she assumes that's now an IRA. So it's treated the same as an IRA. It's not tax-free money and all that. Now, we do have vehicles, and we talked about this before, IUL, where we can take an IRA and within 4 or 5 years make it tax-free. And then you get that same income for the rest of your life. So there's many vehicles, but you split it, and then an annuity or an IUL would be ideal for that because now they know that they have a certain amount of security for the rest of their life.
I like that idea. We want to talk more about taking an IRA and making it tax-free. You know me, I'm a big believer in tax-free. Just a thought right there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Bart Carey and Al Manfrey. We're going to also talk a little bit Warren Buffett and tax facts. We'll be that. We might even throw a little bit of commentary in on top of that one as well. You can reach us anytime. Our offer number 202.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. What it is wrong. We know that for sure. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Saw this article this morning. I just had to share this with you. 5 Warren Buffett tax facts. Thought that was very, very fascinating. And you love when you look at some of these things. And you know that I've shared many, many times that I believe Warren Buffett is number one, probably the greatest investor of time. And when it comes to tax strategies, personal opinion, I think he's probably one of the biggest hypocrites of our time. And I looked at this article and I said, boys, you know something, this just fits right in. So the first item, in this case, they gave 5 tax facts. Buffett's effective tax rate probably is lower than his secretary's. Who cares about an effective tax rate? The idea is everybody has a different role in this world, so his effective tax rate is irrelevant. Have you ever gone to, I don't know, Ruth Chris, or maybe if you're here in Anaheim Hills Reunion, or your favorite restaurant and ask them about a tell them my tax rate is 10% or my tax rate is 30%. Do they care? You probably need the Benjamin Franklin rate. How many Benjamin Franklins do you have? How many Benjamin Franklins did Warren Buffett spend in taxes? That's more important than an effective rate. Could it be lower if he wanted it to be? Well, that's kind of an interesting question, because Warren Buffett, if you read his first book, tells you that he set up an insurance company so that he wouldn't have to pay taxes. Think about that. That was his idea. Buffett helped fund World War II is one of the next items in here. In 1944, his tax rate, tax liability, supposedly, was $7. I'm not sure what that funded for World War II, but it might have taken care of somebody's lunch money. Not sure if it even did that. He doesn't use the massive carry forwards he's entitled to. Okay, well, that's well and good. That's because he's putting $2.8 billion into charitable contributions each year. If you're putting that money into the contributions every year, you don't need to worry about the carry forwards. And you know, they talk about this thing with Trump that he can carry forward for 18 years. I think Warren Buffett's in his mid-80s. My guess, I'm not the actuarial guy. Al, you may know actuarial tables better than me. And just throwing it out there, Warren Buffett probably will not be here 18 years from now. Just a thought. I don't know that to be true. Just a guess.
Good guess.
And number five.
Not 125.
Huh? Exactly. Number five, if you're rich, an audit is commonplace. Well, maybe it is. I don't know that answer either, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of variances here in this whole article. And once again, I will show you that you can make statistics say whatever you want them to say. And everybody's got their own business. They do their own things. And I hope Mr. Buffett's ultra, ultra successful. I wish that on everybody. But there is a little bit more to the story than his secretary pays a higher effective rate than him. Maybe, I'm just going to throw this out there. If Mr. Buffett is so concerned about his secretary's after-tax revenue, maybe they should trade the adjustable gross income numbers on their tax returns. Wonder how he would say, what he would say about that number. Just a thought. That's your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we've been chatting this morning, Bart Carey, an attorney here locally. Collaborative divorce is the specialty that he works in. Al Manfrey, Heritage Financial Services. I've shared with you before that I've, in the last 20-some years of doing financial planning and mortgages, I have seen many, many trusts. The trust that is provided by Al and his company is the finest I have seen, and it's unbelievable how economical it is. It's not outrageously expensive. They do something that very few firms do. I have seen a couple that do this, but very, very few firms include in the price of their trust an annual review. That's the most important part of it because, you know, a trust is done as a snapshot in time. I'm also going to share with you, again, I'm not asking Al this number. These are numbers I've seen. About 80% of the trusts out there are not funded properly. Right. You go and you get a trust, don't fund it properly. It's not worth it. It basically becomes a paperweight. Just a thought right there. And one of the nice things, I love having Al as part of our radio team. If you go to RSR Gift Bag, RSR Gift Bag, text that to 79564. There's a coupon in there for a 25% discount off of an already fabulously priced trust. RSR Gift Bag. Text that to 79564. I don't want to say too much because Al's sitting right here and I don't want him to get too...
Ron, let me ask you a question. You were talking about Warren Buffett. What do you think is his favorite investment he ever invested in? You almost came up
insurance.
With
insurance. It's got to be
Geico.
He
could buy 10 Geicos if he could. That's the best money he's ever made. Insurance industry is very profitable. That's my whole point of that story.
Well, you know something? Here's one of the things that we never got to when you were chatting before, Al, is that in the annuity world or in the investments using the life insurance programs that you use, you end up getting to have a insurance company basically handling the investments.
Yeah, and I mean, insurance companies like the IUL one we discussed, They have a loophole that they've had for decades where if it's a loan against the policy, it's a tax-free vehicle.
Right, but the part of that that I wanted to get to is if you look in every major city in America, the three largest landholders in every major city is the U.S. government, number one.
Correct.
The Catholic Church is number two. And some insurance companies, the third.
Yeah, they have trillions of dollars
right?
in this. Trillions. Right. Yeah.
So if they can make that much money to buy that much real estate, why wouldn't I want them investing my money?
Exactly. I mean, let's face it. Like Nationwide, for example, has been around for 90 years. We have companies that have been around for 150. So they know what they're doing. The reality is they have the lobbyists. They have control of our economy. They have for hundreds of years. They insure you. Think about it. Everything you own is insured by somebody. Your car, your house, everything your value. Your
death, life.
Your death. Your death or your life. Look at it. But most people don't realize what's your biggest investment? Your house.
Sure.
What's it insured against fire and on by an insurance company? So they get that. And they have
and they're not in business to lose money.
Plus, let me. I have $1 million and Nationwide has $200 billion. Who gets more access?
Sure.
It's that simple.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this part, Barb, because we're talking about the financial aspects of divorce. When you sit down with couples, do you generally find that one or the other is more astute in the financial world? And I'm not saying male or female. I'm just saying one or the other.
That's typical. Yeah. Most often one of them has more sophistication. The other one needs to be educated and brought up to speed. And that's part of the job of our collaborative teams.
So the idea there is if the one that has the inferior education, if they can just take their funds and put it into something, I'm going to just use the term no-brainer, right? It makes a lot of sense.
It does. So one of them usually, they've been operating. They know their finances. They might have a risk profile that's much higher than the other one. The other one maybe needs to have a very low risk profile. So as we're analyzing the estate and doing the planning for the future, we're looking to vehicles like things that Al can do for them. In order to help them out and set them up. That's actually peace of mind, not just for that spouse, but for the other spouse, because, you know, on a long-term marriage in California, essentially they're tied together financially for a long time, potentially for life in terms of support. And so if we can set them up so that they don't have that need and they're taken care of for life, that makes that go away and everybody has a lot more peace.
And I like that. That's the key term right there is you're bringing a little bit more peace. And if they really, when you think about it, when people are getting divorced, just my layman's view, they don't want to be together physically. And then they're trying to find out how do we separate and how do I get as much financial safety as possible?
Correct. Exactly. Right? Yeah. And they have different profiles, investment profiles. Each of them, and you have to do it appropriately for each of them.
And ironically enough, or ideally, it seems to me that you can take some of the money, and especially the less sophisticated individual, send it over to Al, and like Al was, you're just saying, Al, 5 years, and you can have $50,000 a year
yeah,
for life.
Yeah, 10%. Now, let me just tell you a quick little story. This just happened to me last week.
So I only got about 30 seconds.
30 seconds, real quick. Went and saw a client, getting ready to do an annuity for him, call him back on Monday. Said, I want to say, his wife says, oh, we had some bad news. Her husband over the weekend had a stroke, fell off the ladder, brain dead, they said. Luckily, she had the trust with the medical power of attorney. I told her she had to. I went and saw her Friday. Didn't even know how to write a check.
Yeah.
So sad. So I told her, put it all in cash. We'll deal with it once hopefully your husband comes out. But just holding her hand last Friday night, I got in tears because God gave me the spiritual aspect of giving her faith. Going over the trust letter. So this happens all the time. Protect yourself.
Absolutely. And Bart, you've got an educational seminar coming up. You do these once a month, so we can tell people, call me at 800-306-1990. I'll be happy to put you in touch with Bart Curry. You can get on his calendar for their next lunch and learn or educational seminars. Al's out there in the community as well. I'd be happy to put you in touch with Al. And make sure you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve who's hearing us today. And a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
And so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime. But it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Somewhere.